There's a motion.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and agency number for the record?
Joshua Lee Brown, 3266.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 22nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And as you can see, there are two board members participating in your, on your panel today, and you've been authorized with a two-member panel, and they are, to my right, your left, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead, and I'm also board chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner, and you should be able to see Mr. Turner now. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Brown and Mr. Turner, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear firm?
Yes, Your Honor.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, as I indicated, Mr. Brown, we have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and please tell me whether it is true or false. The first one reads, that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the 90-day substance abuse program at Behavior Systems Southwest as BSS on or about July 15, 2018 as directed. So is that true or false?
Yes, that's correct.
That's true, okay. The second one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12C is demonstrated by your failure to report to the parole office within one business day of leaving the substance abuse program at BSS on or about July 15, 2018. You're actually avoiding supervision, thus you were sent stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that, based upon the admission of Mr. Brown, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. You've been found in violation of terms and conditions of your supervision, sir. Now you're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and at this time, Mr. Turner, would you be kind enough to provide us with some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Brown was released from ADC custody on 6-7-2018 and arrested on 8-3-2018 by the ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-3-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-25-2018 with 19 abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, Commitment A, Count 1, Unlawful Use of Means of Transportation, 1 year. 2016, Commitment B, Count 1, Failure to Appear, First Degree, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CU, IR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1. No SCD information is noted. There's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2013, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G1, B3.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we are going, we're coming back to you, Mr. Brown, and I'm going to just make a few comments as it relates to information found in your case supervision summary. It seems that when you were released, that you were approved placement at 19. 9386 Street in Benson, Arizona, with your grandmother. And then you were approved to reside at BSS, that is Behavioral Systems Southwest, there in Tucson. Were those the only two places where you resided while you were out, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you find any employment while you were out, sir?
No, I was trying to get a job in an office and stuff. And all of that job, I was enrolled in counseling services and stuff. And it's starting to be my husband's heart, they were giving me to do my GED. The BSS.
Okay. Now, while you were out, did you use any type of drugs or alcohol at all, sir?
No, not really, just I smoked a little bit of weed, but I dropped everyone out.
Okay, so you smoked a little bit of weed. Weed being what, marijuana, sir?
Yes.
And so what happened? Why did you leave your grandmother's house, sir, and go to BSS program? What happened there, sir?
Because I dropped 30. They sent me there.
And how did things work out for you, sir, at Southwest Behavioral Systems? How did that work out, the Behavioral Systems Southwest? How did that work out for you, sir?
It was all right.
All right. Did you complete that program, sir?
No.
Why didn't you complete it, sir?
Because that's the reason why I had to get that warrant.
Yes, sir. I know you indicated to me from school that you had used some marijuana, but I also take note that you used some amphetamine as well as meth. So you also used two different drugs, sir. How long have you been using drugs? Is that something new for you? Is that something that you've been doing throughout your life, sir?
It's been a while.
Yes, I have my notes correct. You're only 20 years of age, am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Young man. And you are in the criminal justice system. So what are your future plans, sir? Because whether we let you out now or you get out in October, what do you plan to do, sir, with the rest of your life, being just 20 years of age?
I plan on getting a job, and I've always wanted to get a job and help my grandma because she's getting old, and she has back problems, she's got an heart, and she needs my help. And I worry about her every day.
So who was in the car wreck, sir? Who was that?
My grandma.
Oh, your grandma was in a car accident, okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that. We trust that she will recover. What kind of work do you plan to do, sir? What do you know how to do, sir?
Yard work, fast food restaurants. I don't know, I've always wanted to be like construction worker.
Now, your grandmother lived down in Benson. Do you plan to live in Benson when you get out, sir, or do you plan to move somewhere else?
Yes, I plan to live in Benson with my grandma, or if I had the choice, instead of my grandma's, I'd rather live with my mom, because it's more often it's, you know, where Dragoon is? It's like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Out of Benson.
Yes, sir. So you have a good relationship with your mother as well as your grandmother?
Yes.
Do you have any other relatives or supporters, sir, who support you or who...
I have another grandma in Dragoon, too, and she works at a dental health service place, like the Cedars.
Yes, sir. Now, I do take note, based on information provided to the board by Mr. Turner, that you absconded for 19 days. What were you doing those 19 days when you absconded, sir?
I was at my grandma's house, and I was, I was trying to find a job. I was at my grandma's house. She sold the pair out, because I left the place, because I was worried about my grandma.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, at this time, I'm going to see if Honorable Mr. Johnson might have any questions for you, sir.
No, sir.
You don't have any questions for you? We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. So anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, I just wish I could be able to get out and prepare to be locked up. I'm willing to get into programs, like counseling, drug treatment programs, like CLIS. They provide drug treatment programs, counseling groups, and I just want to give up my grandma and I want to help her out, and she struggles a lot too. And I've never really been in prison, and it's not a thing I like, not at all. I just want to go home, try to get a job, get my GED.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, the board is prepared to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your supervision or to continue you on supervision. I find that the board is near discussion. I find that Mr. Brown is a very interesting young man, just 20 years of age, be 21 soon, but right now he's just 20 years of age, and as he indicated, that this is his first go-around with DOC, I find that one of the things I find very interesting about him, he's very much interested in the welfare of his grandmother, and I would hope that that would serve as an inspiration for him, because he mentioned his grandmother at least on four or five different occasions while we was talking to him, more than he mentioned any other person, including his mother, and I think that if he can continue to want to assist his grandmother, if I heard him correct, he wants to get out, get a job, and help his grandmother, Nellie Benson, and that's a good goal for him at such a young age, and then he can move on and find some other things to do in the future. However, he did violate terms and conditions of supervision. He did not want to go to Behavior Systems Southwest, so it just didn't work out for him. I'll put it that way. And he just packed up and he just left that program on July 15th of this year. And for whatever reason, I guess we could spend some time with his grandmother, then he was spending for some 19 days. Therefore, I think it would be as much as he's scheduled to get out next month in October. I think it would be best for him to put together a plan, and so that and when he gets out, he'll be ready to go back to his grandmother and not hopefully never get in trouble again. But that's just my feeling. I'm prepared to listen to the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
I agree.
Thank you, sir. Therefore, I'm going to move that to find that Mr. Brown, Joshua Brown, ADC number 323466. He did violate the terms of the Minister of Supervision. He was delinquent, and as much as he did not follow the policies as outlined for him by the Department of Corrections, as well as at Behavior Systems Southwest, and as much as he followed absconded for some 19 days, in addition to that, he also admits himself that he had used some methamphetamine, marijuana, as well as amphetamine. And therefore, I'm going, with that being said, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, the board has voted to revoked your community supervision. However, you're going to be out on October the 25th of this year. That's a little more than a month from there. You're going to be out. Unless something comes up, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You can do what you want to do. You can go back to Benson. You can help your grandmother. You can find a job. You can be a productive citizen. And we trust that you will not ever be a guest of the Department of Corrections. We wish you the best. And so this is your hearing, sir. Thanks so much for your participation.
So October 25th?
Yes, sir. You get out on October the 25th is what we show. And you'll be free at that time. So put together a plan. So when you get out, work with your CO3, contact your grandmother and your mother and others so that when you get out, you won't end up back incarcerated again, sir. But we don't want to see you in prison. We want to see you out, sir.
I have a question, Your Honor.
Okay, sir. We'll count on you. Please, sir, don't get in trouble anymore.
All right.
Okay, this is your hearing, sir, so please lay the phone down, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.